I'm Tom Heisinger here with conductor and vocal educator Judy Klerman. She's the creator of Mr. President, a series of 16 commissioned choral works based on the words of American presidents. And we will be premiering these pieces, which Judy has just recorded with her chorus called Essential Voices USA, doling them out one per weekday here on NPR Music throughout February in honor of President's Day, beginning February 7th. The composers include Nico Muhly, the late Milton Babbitt, Jake Heggie, Samuel Adler, and a dozen others. Judy, welcome, and I hope you can just tell us a little bit about how you came up with the idea for Mr. President in the first place.
I was very moved in 2001 when on September 13th I brought members of the chorus I was conducting at the time, it was the Juilliard Choral Union, to a local firehouse, and it was a big crowd, and I found myself conducting and leading and then singing with the chorus. We were doing America the Beautiful. And tears were streaming down our faces. And the chorus subsequently was involved in the first televised memorial for 9/11. And it was so emotionally draining, but it also was doing something else to me. It was putting me in touch with all sorts of people and realizing the songs that we just sing naturally, My Country, 'Tis of Thee, America the Beautiful, God Bless America, American folk songs, had deep, deep meaning for people. And I've also been very passionate about politics, and I always loved political campaign songs. So a couple of years later, I contacted the Library of Congress, and I said, wouldn't it be fun if I had some of my friends take some words written by the American presidents and write simple canons so high school kids could learn new music, so they would really study a new piece by a living composer. And at the same time, they'd be studying the president. I felt it would be really important to combine music and politics. After all, we have our freedom of speech here, and why not have composers create something special?
So the idea originally was to have music that was short enough and simple enough that high school choirs could sing.
Yeah, I kept telling everybody, write a Row, Row, Row Your Boat, and it didn't go that direction at all.
Why did you choose the idea of a round or a canon?
I've always loved canons, and I kept saying Row, Row, Row Your Boat because little kids could sing it, adults could sing it. I thought it would be really wonderful. And I remember speaking to a couple of the composers saying, hey, wouldn't this be great? Even if people can't sing, they should be able to sing your piece, and they're going to sing a piece by you. Isn't that wonderful? You know, tell a composer we're going to make you famous. They get very excited. By the way, we could call these commissions, but I asked people to write them as a gift for me, but also as a gift to kids.
Mm-hmm. So how are the 16 presidents chosen in the cycle?
Oh, that was very difficult. I wanted words with presidential wisdom. And I actually asked my son, who loves politics, to help me choose some important words by presidents. And, you know, first of all, you have Washington, Adams, Jefferson. These are the hit names, kids.
Right.
Right? The great Milton Babbitt told me he had to do Madison because he grew up, if I remember correctly, grew up on Madison Street. He went to Princeton. He taught at Princeton. James Madison was president of Princeton. And the Madison building holds the music at the Library of Congress. So he's the only one who chose his own president. I paired the composers with the words.
Were you hoping to have a little miniature portrait of each president as a result of the commission?
I hope when they get out to the world, people will think that. It was funny in recording them for you the other day, I just saw their faces in front of me. as I was conducting the piece by each president. It was kind of fun. I couldn't help when we did JFK, the best road to progress is freedom's road, to think, wow, those words, really amazing. It would have been incredible to hear what he would have said if he would have lived. By the way, I'm not a shy person, and I'll say this, that some of these composers would turn in something and I would say, you got to be kidding. That's just so hard. Nobody could sing it. Do round two and do round three. One of the composers turned in 32 versions until I was happy.
Wow.
Yeah, but you know, some of the younger composers needed some work in how to set words. I talked to them a lot about strong syllables, weak syllables, and had them really think about how to set words.
That brings up an interesting topic because, you know, even though you read through these quotes from these famous presidents, and they are striking, but it's not like they're trying to set Goethe, you know. So it's not it doesn't start out as poetry. So does that make it harder for somebody to set almost random text like this, albeit they're from presidents?
Well, you're saying something very significant about the general setting of vocal music. If a composer does not feel the text or is not schooled to understand strong beats, weak beats, strong words, weak words, that adjectives and nouns are really important in setting texts, we're going to have a problem. Don't forget that writing a round or a canon or a 45-second piece could be harder than writing a symphony orchestra, a symphony for an orchestra. You know, 3 minutes of music's harder than 45 minutes of music.
Yeah, it's almost like you set them forth on a musical puzzler or something.
Oh, yeah, it's a puzzle. I think that's great to put it that way.
And we'll be premiering these pieces. We'll be doling them out one per weekday on NPR Music throughout February for President's Day. Beginning on February 7th, the composers include Nico Muhly, the late Milton Babbitt, Jake Heggie, Samuel Adler, and a dozen others.